I'm Chevy, and today let's discuss the selflessness of parenthood. Hello, friends. Welcome to the shed on Tuesday. It is, I don't know my watch, I don't know what time it is. It's late, it's very late. There's a thunderstorm rolling outside right now. And I'm super late to the show, not because I didn't have anything to talk about today. I had a subject and I had plans, and I'm supposed to be working on tomorrow's episode because I need some setup, but those plans were thwarted because soccer season started today. So I had to be able to get my daughters and get my youngest ready for soccer practice and get her to soccer practice because mom has to work late. Jamie's got a late visit tonight, I'm not sure what, and was unable to get the girls and take them to soccer. So that falls on me, which means that between getting home and getting her, I just simply didn't have time to sit down and shoot anything. I didn't have time to edit, so we're back from soccer. The girls are settled. Here we are. I finally get a chance to turn the camera on. And so, though I had a scheduled plan for today and tomorrow, that's all been scrapped. And we, you know, wing it like normal. And that brings up the topic of selflessness. Some people are born with the ability to sacrifice themselves for their children. It just seems to come natural to them that they put their children before them in everything. I am not one of those people. I had my oldest when I was 26, and I was not ready to be a dad. I was not ready to commit to giving so much time to something like that. It's interesting because I am completely selfless when it comes to everything else in my life. But I have a really hard time helping the helpless. And that's what babies are. That's what small children are. For some reason, the inability of others to grasp basic tasks really infuriates me. It, like, grinds at me. It drives me crazy. And if you know me, you wouldn't believe it, because I am the kind of person who fully gives to help other people, to help people understand a goal or a task, to teach people how to better themselves or learn a skill. That's what I do. It's what I do on this show every day. But with children, with small people, incompetent people, I am very short-fused. It drives me absolutely crazy. And it's something that I struggled to learn with my children, even. My own flesh and blood. It took me years to figure out how to give myself to them fully and to put them before myself in everything. Now, that doesn't mean when you become a parent that you just cease to exist as a person. It just means that you cease to exist as an individual. Your life is no longer yours. It is shared amongst you, your children, and your partner that you made your children with. Whether you're married or not, whether you live together or not, is insignificant. You're stuck with that family unit. You are entwined with those people for the rest of your life. And that's a very hard thing to adjust to. I've always thought that I was meant to be an artist, that the day job lifestyle is not for me, but I've never had the guts to do it because it's such an unreliable form of living. And when I had my child at 25, I immediately realized that I have to now take care of this family for the rest of time, and I can't give in to my whims. A regular job for me is an extreme struggle with my desire to be independent, fiercely independent. And so I've had to give up a lot of who I was to become who I am. And that's not begrudgingly. I didn't like fight it tooth and nail. It just, it is what it is. The fact that I have given over so much of my life to my two daughters is a testament of my love for them. Not a resentment. It's not something I resent them for. It's not something I resent their mother for, or our relationship, or anything like that. It's just a fact, right? Like, I gave up a large portion of who I thought I was going to be a dad. And I couldn't imagine it any other way. I literally couldn't. I can't imagine myself not seeing my two little girls every day. When I go to shows like Gen Con, I am in my element and shining and smiling, but it pains me that my girls aren't there with me. It really does. I truthfully sit down at night and I think about them as I go to sleep and wonder what they're up to. So I have become that selfless parent that is willing to, you know, work late hours to accomplish my tasks or to put everything else aside to see to their needs. But I wasn't born that way. I wasn't one of those fresh out of the gate, ready to go people. It took a long, intensive, struggling, and essentially reprogramming of myself to be that person. And with my oldest daughter, I struggle every day to make it up to her because I feel like I robbed her of a bond when she was an infant. Because I was not a very good dad when she was an infant. Now, my youngest daughter, she was my baby. I coddled her and held her from the time she was born. And so we've always had a close relationship. But with my oldest, recently, the last probably year or so, our relationship has grown by leaps and bounds, which is good. Because I've always felt like I owed her something for the way that I treated her as a child. Or didn't treat her, for that matter. But I'm not sure that I will ever know what it means to be a selfless parent. I say that I am. I say, you know, I use tonight as an example. No question, I will jump to the task of taking my daughter to soccer instead of doing my daily routine and programming my show and all that stuff. But there are still many facets of myself that I hold personal, and that I essentially need in my life in order to function properly. And most of the time I can get that when they're asleep, you know, or when they are playing with their friends and they're not constantly needing attention. I can, you know, read a book or play some games on my phone or whatever it might be to give myself those moments of me. But being a parent's tough. I don't know. If you're a parent, let me know how you feel about this in the comments. Let me know if you were you one of those people that was just born to be a parent and were completely selfless from the moment your child was born, or did you struggle with it? Are you still struggling with it? I don't know that I will ever stop struggling with it. I consciously have to decide to be a dad every single day. And I'm not, again, not begrudgingly, that's just how it is for me. So maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. Tell me in the comments. Maybe there's some way that I could look at this, or maybe there's some advice you could give me to help me fully understand what I am or am not to my children and how to make that relationship better. Can you help me? Can I help you? I don't know, but we can definitely talk about it. So thank you guys for being here today. Tomorrow, I was planning on doing the picture frame for the t-shirt video, but I haven't had a chance to prepare the cuts, so I'll probably end up doing that video on Thursday. We'll see. I'm not sure. I'm going to see what I can get done tonight, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. But it will happen this week. So thank you for being here. Thank you for liking, commenting, subscribing. Thank you for sharing my channel and this video. I will see you tomorrow.
Hey, Doc, wait. I want to ask you something.
fact comes from monarchist.org.uk. Okay, that makes more sense. Which countries are loyal to the Queen? Surprise, surprise, it's not just the UK. United Kingdom, Antigua and Barbuda, Australia, the Bahamas, Barbados, Belize, Canada, Grenada, Jamaica, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the Solomon Islands, and Tuvalu? These are known as the Commonwealth realms. I didn't know all those. I knew most of those. Well, not most. I knew some of those, but dang. That's a lot of Commonwealth states. Brit's got more going on than I thought.